Today is the sixth week of Lent. Welcome to the table of Holy Week. Take a moment to pause and breathe in and out slowly. Rest in knowing that God welcomes you to His grace-filled table.
Six weeks ago, we started this Lenten journey on Ash Wednesday with the end of ourselves in mind, reminding one another to remember that from dust we came and to dust we will return. We return now to this invitation to remember. To remember we have one life to live, and how we live that life matters. Yes, this is rather intense to consider, but I encourage you to do so because it prepares the way for us to join Jesus at the table today. With that as a fair warning, how do you discern the Holy Spirit working in you as you reflect on? If you knew you were in the last days of your life, what would you do? Who would you be with? What would you say?
In today's scripture, Jesus too knows the end is drawing closer and closer. And in these final moments with his disciples, he spends this valuable time. We join Jesus today as he invites his disciples to join him around a table of celebration they have done each year of their lives as devout Jews, the table of Passover. So as they remember God's deliverance in their history, Jesus is offering them a way to remember his story as he looks forward to the ultimate deliverance in a vivid and experiential way. Jesus begins this Passover dinner at the table in a very forming and invitational way, in a way that connects their heads to their hearts, to their hands, which is always the way of Jesus.
Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never ever wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash, except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you, for Jesus knew who would betray him." That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth. Slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them.
Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, so he got up from the table and began to wash the disciples' feet. As you reflect on this emotive scene, realize Jesus knows what is about to happen. Would this knowledge make it harder or easier for you to proceed?
Jesus knows Judas will be betraying him, so he washes Judas's feet. Jesus knows Peter will be denying him, so he washes Peter's feet. Jesus knows the disciples will fall asleep when he needs them to pray for him, so he washes their feet. Jesus knows the disciples will scatter and run to save their own lives as he is taken to give his. So he washes their feet.
Placing yourself in this position, reflect on someone who has betrayed you, denied your friendship and love, or someone who has left you feeling alone and abandoned when you needed them most. What would move you to still forgive them and wash their feet? As you hear today's scripture again, reflect on where you find this table in the ordinary moments of your life. Where do you find opportunities to live in the way of Jesus, washing the feet of others and forgiving them?
Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never ever wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash, except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you. For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, not all of you are clean. After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth. Slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them.
My friend and author, Alicia Brett Scholey, writes, perhaps Jesus was washing and forgiving and attending to his own heart simultaneously. Disciple after disciple, Jesus took their dirt and left them clean. And then one day, most, though sadly not all, looked back and understood that with every rinse of the water and every pat of the towel, Jesus was saying, I forgive you, in advance for your upcoming epic fail. Though it will surprise you, remember that it does not surprise me. My love will still be here when you return.
In these final moments of prayer today, imagine sitting at the table with Jesus. Jesus looks you in the eye with deep appreciation and care, and then proceeds to take off his robe, wrap a towel around his waist, pour water into a basin, and begins to wash your feet. As he does, what do you hear him say to you?
Come to the table. Jesus is expecting you.